I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our company history. We'll talk to you about the need in the marketplace, right? We're then going to, even though we're on a new slide, I'm going to keep repeating what was on the old slide, the need in the marketplace. I'll show you the product that fills that need. Then we'll talk about our compensation plan and wrap up talking about the timing of the service. That's all on that last slide we just did. I do about six of these presentations every week, so I'm pretty familiar with all the slides. So when we talk about the company, folks, this is a founder. Deanna DeBell and Dave Hall got to know Mr. Stonecipher extremely well, right? We knew this gentleman as a man of character. Well, folks, what most people don't know is in 1969, Mr. Stonecipher was a school teacher and an insurance agent in Oklahoma. But on his way home from work, he had this car accident you see. Now, from the car flipped upside down, you know, it was a terrible accident. He was hospitalized, but he had medical insurance. He had car insurance to replace that car. He even had life insurance, had that accident become tragic. But what he was unprepared for is what today we call a frivolous lawsuit. Because the lady that got the ticket for the accident, that caused the ticket by making an improper turn, she turned around and sued Mr. Stonecipher because she didn't have enough insurance to cover her bills. So Mr. Stonecipher hired an attorney in 1969 for $3,600. What would that cost us today? Yeah, probably $36,000, right? Yeah. So he hired an attorney for $3,600. He won the lawsuit, but still lost $3,600. And that led him to what he calls his destiny, called Legal Shield. The company founded in 1972. We protect and empower now 4.8 million lives. Those of you taking notes, please understand, this is a $2.8 billion company. We're not talking about a small operation. We have over 6,800 law firms nationwide willing and ready to protect our members. If I'd have had a problem while I was here in Utah, folks, I could have pushed one button on my phone and within a matter of minutes been on the phone with an attorney who would have then transferred me and got me an attorney here in Utah. And by the way, for the record, if you hang out with Dave Hall, you need our app, right? It's just there's always that possibility you were going to use that service at some point in time. So folks, our vision, even though it's in Chinese here on the board, our vision is to provide equal access. And that is the key word. People ask me, Mr. Walker, what is Legal Shield? Folks, it's access. When you talk to somebody, say, they ask you, what do? I give you access. What do I give you access? Access to your rights, access to information, access to attorneys, right? I give you the access. We open the door for you so that it's not a matter of your wallet, it's a matter of your rights. Because folks, if you have to choose, Mr. Stonecipher often said to us, if you don't know your rights or you can't afford your rights, you don't have any rights. Think about that. How many Americans and Canadians is that affecting today? They cannot afford their rights. So that is what Legal Shield does for our members. So I want you to look at this next slide in two ways. I want you to put on your entrepreneur hat if you're a guest here with us today, and then think of yourself personally. Folks, when's the last time you thought about revising or writing a will? Usually when I ask my clients, what's the most valuable thing in their life? What do we always say? Family. It's our kids, right? Our family. I have a will. Matter of fact, I have a trust in place. My son in the back of the room, his daughter yesterday turned 13 months old. Deanna, I've written all the kids out. It's all going to this little princess. I mean, she is the sweetest thing. She now hugs me and pats my back while she's hugging me. I tell you what, while my son's bad-mouthing me while she's hugging me, right? So I'm thinking, the kids are out. It's all going to her. Yet, folks, most people fail to write that will. You realize today 82% of Americans don't have a will, living will, or health care power of attorney? Here's the exciting part. If I'm an entrepreneur, if 8 out of every 10 people I'm talking to don't have what they need, what's the opportunity? Folks, if I asked anybody in the room, how many of you don't have car insurance? If 8 out of 10 people stood up, I'd be a car insurance salesman. Right? If 8 out of 10 people in the room said, I don't have life insurance or health insurance, I'd be that agent. 8 out of 10 don't have what I'm talking about. That's an opportunity. You ever been notified your personal information has been lost or stolen? Maybe you've been treated unfairly. Anybody ever said, let me speak to your supervisor? Folks, on a side note, I swear to you, someday I am going to invent a phone that I can shock stupid people with. I don't say this on the Zooms just because I don't want to offend. How many of you have been on a phone call with people and you're talking to a stupid person? And they don't know they're stupid. So if we could just hit the one button and give them a little shock. And if they're real stupid, hit one and two at the same time. And just wake them up to stupidity, right? Well, folks, think about now when I had a problem with Verizon here a few months ago. Oh, it's actually been about 4 years ago. I pay for 10 phone lines. I pay for my kids, my in-laws, everything else on a business plan. And they kept overbilling me every single month. And I'd call in. They'd say they'd fix it. Next month, the bill would come with a late fee on the old one. I'd call back in. They'd say they'd fix it. The fourth month this happened to me, folks, the lady said, Mr. Walker, if you don't pay that bill, we'll shut off your phone. And this bill we're now talking is like $16 over 4 months. My bill's over $430 a month. And I said, ma'am, at what point or what address would my attorney send a letter to? And she said, for $16, I said, yes, ma'am. I'm tired of dealing with you. And she gave me the address. The attorneys wrote a 2-page letter, and I got a $50 credit on my phone bill, and I've never had that problem since. Think about the power of having an attorney. I had argued with him for 4 months, but I was arguing with the stupid person, right? Y'all been there. Don't look at me like that. Come on. How many of you ever signed a contract or document you later regretted? Let me ask it this way. How many of you are married? Would you raise your hand? Now, how many of you signed something you wish you hadn't? A couple of you are looking at each other like, whoa. If they weren't here, I'd raise my hand. Maybe you've received a traffic ticket, folks. Had an insurance claim tonight. I'm fighting. Bradley will tell you, on March 12th, a drunk driver left the road just a few months ago, left the road, went over 150 yards through a pasture, hit my fence, hit my building, one of my outbuildings, backed up, left his bumper on that building, backed up, ran across all my trees, landed on my septic system, backed up again, ruined a hydrant and a gate. And this is at 2:35 in the morning. I got out there, jerked the door open, said, what are you doing? He said, just looking. And drove off. I mean, slammed the door and drove off. Insurance is still fighting me on that claim. By the way, because that night he got his fourth DWI. Wow. And still driving today. And insurance says they don't want to pay the claim on the thing. But my attorney, so now we filed a, what do you call that on insurance? Bad faith. Against with the state of Iowa. Now insurance is talking to me saying, hey, Mr. Walker, what are we going to settle this at? Well, we'll settle that what it's going to cost me to replace everything is what we'll do. Folks, if I hadn't had an attorney, what do you think would happen with insurance right now? Right? So all of these issues, y'all realize with that for $29.95 a month, please remember this, less than $1 a day. We give you access. Remember that key word. We give you access to an attorney. I can pick up the phone. I'm in Iowa, so I can call McEnroe, McCarthy, Gottsteiner, Brewer, Burdett, Steinbach, Schlegel, Hendrickson, and Rothman is my law firm. They can tell me, what should I say? What shouldn't I say? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? How do I react? How should I not react to a problem? They advise me as much as I need. We'll also, folks, they'll review contract and documents up to 15 pages at no additional cost. About 3.5 years ago, I bought 3.5 acres at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. Beautiful place. I mean, beautiful place. But I don't know Missouri law. So I called into my law firm. I said, listen, here's the contract. I'm looking at signing. I had not signed anything yet. I'm looking at signing on this property. Can you get me an attorney? 3 hours later, an attorney in the county where I was buying that property called me back. In the end, 2.5 hours we spent on the phone. I wanted to know, what are zoning laws? Wanted to know, what are sewer? By the way, folks, at Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, the sewer is, it comes out of your house and goes into the lake. Am I exaggerating, Bradley? You got a holding tank, but no leach fields, nothing else. There's a holding tank, so solid to stay there. Everything else, right to the lake. So if you ever go to the Lake of the Ozarks and you're thirsty, don't take a drink. Right? Keep your mouth closed. I can do my own wiring. I can do my own plumbing. I can do everything by one permit for $50. I like that. So I bought the property. Folks, and writing letters and making phone calls. Several years ago, Brad and I were on a trip, and we had gotten home, and I think you had already moved to town, but he had a registered letter in my mailbox. So I took him to the post office. He get the registered letter, and it's from a city in called Muscatine, Iowa, in Iowa, saying that the car he abandoned on the side of the road is now in the impound, and he owes them, was it $1,500? So, you know, DOT people are always the most fun people to talk to in the world. He picks up the phone and calls in and said, what car did I abandon? And they said it was an old cop car that he had. And they, when he had abandoned everything else, he said, ma'am, I sold that car like, what, 3 years ago. It's not mine. And she says, it's yours. It's registered to you. Folks, he had traded that car into one of our largest dealerships in Iowa. They didn't change the registration. They took it to auction. The guy that bought it at auction never changed the registration. You realize if somebody would have been killed in an accident, who that car was registered to? So, folks, they're after him. Bradley called in to the attorneys, and he got Bill Brewer of McEnroe McCarthy, Gottsteiner, Brewer, Burdett, Steinbach, Schlegel, and Hendrickson. Bill Brewer got on the phone with the car dealership. And Bill Brewer looks like an Italian mafia hitman. He really does. You always want to see him at your table if you ever go into a courtroom. By the time he's done, the county and the dealership all send him letters apologizing. By the way, who owned the car? We have no clue. But he's now off the hook for $1,500. Nice. Y'all realize he tried to get rid of the problem. They weren't listening. It's your problem. Folks, that's the power of having it. Write in a will, living will, health care, power of attorney, financial power of attorney. Again, what's the most valuable thing in your life? See, folks, in 1970, I was a five-year-old boy. As a five-year-old, I know, I'm old. But in 1970, what's important about that story is in March of 1970, Dave, both my parents left the home. I have eight brothers and sisters. My last name used to be Nolenberg. But everything changed in March of 1970 because my parents never came back home. But folks, I can tell you what it feels like to be in family court and a judge, there's a lady, the social worker standing behind you saying, who takes this kid? Who takes this kid? Who takes this kid? And nobody shows up. From the age of 5 until the age of 11, I went in and out of 16 foster homes. At the age of 13, the Walkers adopted me. By the way, 32 years after my parents died, I found my brothers and sisters through Legal Shield. Because McEnroe McCarthy, Gottsteiner, Brewer, Burdett, Steinbach, Frank Steinbach is an AV-rated family law attorney who petitioned Omaha, Nebraska for sealed records on adoption and found all eight brothers and sisters for me. That was covered 100% under this program. Y'all understand the value of what I'm talking about? Am I selling or explaining to you what I get in return? Folks, that's covered. If you receive a moving traffic violation while legally operating your motor vehicle, we'll fight that ticket in court if necessary to keep the points off your driving record. If you get named in a lawsuit like Mr. Stonecipher, we'll pay up to 60 hours the first year of that lawsuit. Part of it pre-trial, part of it trial time. If you get named in an IRS audit, we'll pay 50 hours of a tax attorney's time. Anything else that I've not already mentioned or pre-existing conditions, we give you a 25% discount off the attorney's normal hourly rate. By the way, we're available 24/7 because sometimes bad things happen to really good people and you need access to an attorney and we'll cover that for you. Now, after owning our service for 90 days, we pick up uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, and name change. A very close friend of Bradley and I, her name is Emily Ferguson, a neighbor of ours, had to adopt her sister's two children due to, again, tragic circumstances. Almost $8,000, Leanne Rhymes, right? We'll just go with that too, Deanna. So on that, almost $8,000 in attorney fees and Legal Shield paid it 100%. Folks, I'm not making this up, so I want you to remember this fact. That Emily Ferguson is the head of HR for a company of 72 employees. She said, Bill, that program works. Can I pay for all 72 employees? We said, yes, ma'am, you can. And by the way, we have an identity theft product. She said, just add it in there. I'll pay for all of it. We've had that account, Bradley, how many years now?
7.
They never miss a payment for 72 employees. Matter of fact, they'll call and say, hey, can I get more applications? We have a new hire. It's full funded. So I want you to remember that number when we get to compensation. So folks, that's our legal plan. The second coverage that we offer is a product called identity theft. Now, please understand this. Would you write down two words for me? Everybody says, Mr. Walker, identity theft I see it advertised on radio every day. See it, hear it on radio, see it on TV. Brian was laughing at me. I picked up on it. Folks, what's the difference between us and everybody else? Write down two words for me. Do you want to be reactive to your problems or do you want to be proactive? Proactive. Reactive costs a lot of money, right? If your program is only, or the ones advertising is only monitoring a credit report, what happens to the problems that never hit a credit report? If I get a, if somebody gets a DWI using your information, when will that hit your credit file? Answer is never. DWI motor has nothing to do with credit, right? Folks, this service monitors 76 billion websites every second of every day, proactively checking for your information. I have 32 alerts already this year from my phone. My app telling me, Mr. Walker, you this just happened, did you do it? By the way, a lot of those are my email addresses saying your password was just found online, go change it. You all realize Google has never yet told me that somebody had access to my password? Hotmail has never told me, hey, your password's on the dark web. Folks, we're monitoring everything for you. The more information you provide, the more monitoring we can do for you. But here's the really key part of this. Full service restoration. Licensed private investigators. About 2 years ago, my wife, who's an accountant, was notified that she had a unemployment claim filed for her through our app. By the way, we found out that, and my wife hates water. If she could figure out a way to bathe without getting in water, she would do it. And I go buy 3.5 acres on the Lake of the Ozark. It just, you can see, I thought that out real carefully ahead of time. So folks, we found out that one of those jobs was in Virginia. And the reason I bring up the water part is because it was working for the U.S. Navy. The lady who hates water is now part of the Navy. Then we found out she had a job in Ohio and she had a job in Tennessee, or unemployment claims rather, in Tennessee and Ohio. Well, folks, do you realize in order for somebody to open an unemployment or unemployment claim for you, they have to open up a bank account also? Because now unemployment is paid directly to a bank account, not as a check. So I got on the phone with ID Shield, with the licensed private investigators. They said, Mr. Walker, here's what you need to say to the Department of Labor, and we'll go and shut down all these bank accounts and everything else for you. Now, I had to talk to the Department of Labor, but somebody advised me step by step by step, here's exactly what you do and say. Folks, we had that wiped out in a matter of about 24 hours, all three unemployment claims. How long would that take most people?
Years.
By the way, how long would it take most people to even find out that they had unemployment being paid out in three states on them? So that is part of ours. Now we'll throw in Trend Micro, maximum security malware for up to 15 devices. We'll give you a VPN so your signal stays scrambled. We'll give you a password management. And folks, you can buy this product for $19.95 as an individual, standalone, just by itself. Or you can buy it for $34.95 as a bundle for you and your family, right? You're going to protect everybody. If you bundle the two products, the legal plan and the ID Shield plan, we'll throw in additional privacy management. We'll give you credit counseling and education. Most people, folks, you can even call in. They'll tell you how to create a budget. They'll tell you what's affecting your credit score, how your credit score is being affected, what you can do to increase that score. So many people say, well, Mr. Walker, I don't need that. I go to Credit Karma. Who owns Credit Karma? Anybody know?
Experian.
Equifax. Equifax. The company that had the largest data breach in the history of the world owns Credit Karma. And everybody's going in and giving them more information. Y'all realize on Credit Karma, you can't check your credit score until you put in your full Social Security number. And they're the ones who had the data breach. Does that make sense? Folks, that is the two programs. Now, to help our members save money, we throw in member perks. Folks, I saved last year over $1,200 off of this app right here. I went Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve because I'm a man. That's what we do, right? Last minute. I know if I go to Best Buy, I can shop for Christmas and everybody's happy. I spent $1,000, but I get 20% off, so I save $200. Just there. Folks, Verizon, I get 8% off my monthly phone bill. That's $32 a month. That's more than my legal plan just in that savings. I'm a Costco member, and don't make fun. I know at my age, I don't need to buy in bulk, right? I usually only buy one banana at a time, and it's not green because I don't know if I'm going to make it long enough for it to turn green, right? Y'all are laughing. Some of this is true, right? Well, I get $40 off my annual Costco membership. Y'all realize I shop all of these places out there. Now, here's the great one. I went to not Office Depot, but Staples. Office Depot isn't part of our program. But I pulled off Office Depot on my app, and it was giving 18% discount. I'm standing at Staples and said, I can go next door, and we don't have a next door for Office Depot. I can go to Office Depot and get 18% off. Will you match? And she said, absolutely. So, folks, I use this on things that I can swap it out. Competitor, right? And I save that money, over $1,200 last year, just by using this. So I've talked to you about the company, the need in the marketplace, and the product that fills that need. Let's talk about compensation. How is it Deanna Bell made $250,000+ last year in the last 12 months? And folks, yeah, that's a lot of money, by the way, folks. It's a lot of money. So folks, we pay our members four ways. Now, remember this on this slide, not one of four ways, all four ways. You personally protect a family, we send you a check. We deposit it into your bank account. By the way, if you write on that, we pay daily. How many of you get paid every 2 weeks? Most jobs, right? How many of you get paid every week? How many of you get paid very weekly? Some of you are going to smile eventually before we're done here today, right? Ryan was a little late. We FedExed that one to him, right? We'll give him a standing ovation later, though, just so he feels good. His wife earlier was saying, go, Hercules, go, for him. So, folks, leveraged income. Please write this down for me. In life, folks, you have to understand this fact. In life, you're either leveraging or you're being leveraged. Y'all realize that? Sometimes you hear it say, in life, you'll either discipline yourself or others will discipline you. Meaning a boss will tell you what time to be at work, what time you can take break, what time you can take lunch, what time you can go home. You're either being leveraged or you're leveraging. Which would you rather be part of on that? If I help enough people, folks, you know how much income I can make? Matter of fact, a majority of my income comes off of leveraged. A majority of my income. Residual income, earn 10% of whatever we pay you the first year, we'll pay you year after year after year. I now make over six figures a year, folks, as earned on residual income. All of my income is as earned, but on residual income. That means if Bill Walker dies today, Madeline Walker is going to have a guaranteed income of over $100,000 a year. Not Bradley, not Janelle, not Derek, Madeline. I've got to go get my trust changed right away, right? And folks, an opportunity to earn bonuses. How many of you get paid bonuses at your job? Large bonuses? Folks, in March of this year, I picked up a bonus of $45,900 for the first quarter. Woo! How many of you got a bonus like that last year? Think about it. That was just my bonus. We got it in March. Deanna, I know you got a bonus also, a large. How much was your bonus, Deanna?
I don't know.
It had a comma in it. That tells you when you make enough money, it had a comma and some big numbers in front of it. Y'all realize how many other jobs forget what your bonus was? Right? How many people you need that bonus to pay bills? It's just additional income. We call that in my house funny money. Meaning it's not budgeted. I can do whatever. I have jet skis. I have snowmobiles. I have a man lift, a 35-foot man lift. Ryan gets a kick out of all of that. I have every toy you can possibly imagine. I have equipment, folks, that I've never even used yet. Now, not to be offensive, I know I'm in Utah. I have guns that are still in the original box. Matter of fact, I found out a couple of weeks ago that a couple of my guns are at his house. I bought some gold triggered guns just because they may not make them anymore. And I was down in my safe the other day and I have three different safes in my home. And I'm thinking, where did that gun go? Bradley, do you know where I misplaced that gun? He goes, yeah, I know where that is. It's okay, Dad. I figure he's going to get him anyway. Might as well take him and play with him now. Folks, that's bonus money. So here is our compensation plan. I want you for right now just to focus right here. Everybody in legal Financial Shield starts out at this area. I did 26 years ago. Deanna did. Dave Hall did. Ryan Ellison did. The others in the room. We all started right here. We just chose not to stay here. When you write a membership at $64.90, that is the member buying the legal and identity theft plan from you. We're going to deposit $70 into your bank account. Y'all with me? Now, I want you to write down, again, three words. I love full participation here. Write down three words. This is critical. No time frame, no quota, and no territories. Y'all realize how important that is? If I give you a time frame, quota, or territory, I just became a boss. What's boss spelled backwards? A double SOB. How many of you are looking for another one of those? By the way, that's not another one I tell on a Zoom. Okay? I go out and follow me carefully. I protect three families with this service. Three. Not 300. Not 30. Three. I bring in one team member, and I'm promoted to senior associate. Now, since I told you no quota, I can never fall back to here. Once I hit this level, I'm locked in. How do I go from this level to this level? It's difficult. Y'all with me? I have a total of five memberships at $64.90. Five. Not 500. Not 50. And I bring in two more team members. That's tough, right? By the way, the first three sales I made, I get to count those towards the five. So add two more memberships. How many of you know people right now who need to make more money? How many about everybody you know needs to make more money right now? Bradley and I went across the street last night about 9 o'clock to get a hamburger. Not deluxe food. And it was $45. We ate breakfast this morning here, and it was $48. I can't wait to go back to Iowa. I can buy breakfast in Iowa for $8. Right? And we didn't order anything huge. $45. I'm thinking, man, you better lick that plate, boy, before we're done here this morning. Right? Folks, a manager, 120. I'm not falling back. Every level is locked in all the way up to the director level. A director makes $220 every time they personally protect a family. Executive director makes $370. Y'all with me here this morning? So that is personal income. That's step one. But we talked about leveraged income, right? Y'all remember that? Here's leveraged income. Leverage income is the difference between your pay and the person who writes the sale. Very simple. Let me illustrate it this way. Let's say that I know Jordan. Let's say Jordan is an executive director. Jordan gets paid $370 every time she writes a sale. Everybody with me on this?
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan says, I want executive director. She makes 10 sales in a month. She makes how much? $3,700. Everybody with me? Now, if I'm on Jordan's team, and trust me, she would love that. She would have come here today, I'll promise you, in a very different vehicle. Right? Or maybe just zoomed in from Turks and Caicos, right? If I'm a senior director underneath of Jordan, the company pays me $295. What's the difference between $295 and $370? For you math majors, it's $75. Now, Jordan, if I make 10 sales a month, you make $750. But, Jordan, I average personally 100 sales per month. That means off of me, she makes $7,500 a month. How many of you think Jordan becomes my cheerleader? Go, Bill, go. Yeah, definitely. But Jordan, Bradley also averages 100 sales a month. Let's say Bradley's let's just call Bradley a director. He's not. He's a bronze executive director. But let's say he's a director. He makes 220. What's the difference between 220 and 295? Math majors, it's $75. That means off of Bradley, I make $7,500 a month. But Jordan, if I'm making that, what's the overrides? I'm getting 100 sales from Bradley and 100 sales from me. That means you just made $15,000 that month in overrides. How many thinks Jordan's happy?
Very happy.
Well, I bet you'd even cook us a meal every now and then, right?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah. Probably even cater it back into Iowa for us. Y'all realize override leveraged income. Now, let me tell you this. If you don't know if you're in leveraged income or not, if your name is not on the building where you walk into every day, you're being leveraged. Understand that? If your name is not on that building, my name is on the title of my house. That is the building I'm in every day. I truly work from home. I'm out here, folks, just to have fun. When I travel into, and by the way, Utah and Idaho that I've been, these are my favorite trips every year because I never go anywhere. Usually they pick me up at an airport, they take me to a hotel, I do a meeting that morning and go back, and it usually takes me about a day and a half to get back to Iowa. Already today we found out our flight's being delayed, right? Because there's no direct flight anywhere out of Iowa to any place in the world, right? We're going to Chicago, Minneapolis, or Denver, or Dallas. Like, Bradley's booked these tickets. He doesn't own a globe. I want to go to Iowa. I'm in Utah. I go to Dallas so I can go to Iowa. Like, Bradley, Utah, let's go to Denver, Iowa. No, well, let's go down here, Dad. Right? When I went out to Steve Hoisington's, it took me 2.5 days to get home from Steve Hoisington. Washington State. Because then they fly you, you know, around the world to get back home. So, folks, that is income. I got to close up here today. So then we have bonus money. Remember, that was round three. And let me go back to this. I'm going to jump to four before we go to three. Maybe it'll back up. How would you like to receive monthly cash bonuses? I want you to write down a number for me. Every time, if I'm this level, every time I help somebody get to this level, y'all with me so far? And I help them do it in 45 days, we're going to pay them $700 cash bonus over and above all commissions. But Ryan, if I'm this level, I make $2,200. To get them to this level in 45 days. So give me your first name again. John?
Craig.
Craig, I was close. I mean, I was right there. Don and Craig, you can see where I made the mistake. Craig, my goal then is to move you to here as fast as I possibly can. Because folks, nothing, and I'm going to do this in the training later this afternoon, nothing locks in a new associate quicker than a paycheck. If I ask you for time, there better be money wrapped around that time. I'm going to give you $700 bonus. The company is, by the way, I don't have to pay it. Company's going to give you a $700 bonus. And for me to become your business partner, they're going to give me $2,200. Think about that, folks. Y'all realize when your boss gets a bonus, he's not sharing that with you. Matter of fact, he's whipping you harder to get that bonus. You still get paid the same wage as the person beside you not working at all. How many of you had people like that? How many of you that are sitting beside you right now? Right? You don't have to say, Lucy. I know. Right? So, folks, how about then we give you monthly bonuses? Ryan, and are you bringing Cheryl on this trip?
Shh.
Okay.
We didn't learn it.
Dave and Wendy. Bradley, and he's taking his college best friend, Gage, because his wife is not leaving the country yet with a 13. I don't think she's been away even one night from that baby yet. I'm taking a guy out of Connecticut because my wife has motion sickness, and quite frankly, honestly, she didn't want to be seen with me. Right? That's, and you notice he's smiling in the back of the room on that one, too. Folks, all expense paid trip to Jamaica. Airfare, hotel, meals, drinks. Guys, those of you in Jamaica, drinks are on me. Just this trip. And when you get Dave Hall in a room, his drink, his drink of choice is going to be Mountain Dew.
Non-alcoholic
Mountain Dew. He even had that in a slushie yesterday. That's an addict. When you go into a gas station and there's Mountain Dew, but then you see it in a slushie, and you practically pee yourself getting to it, that is an addict. I'm not even, and then you drive 96 miles an hour down the road pulling four-wheelers.
That's have to get to the bathroom. Yeah, that's after that slush.
So, folks, let me wrap up today. I've gone a little longer than normal. I've only talked to you about two products, ID Shield and LegoShield. What if we throw in a small business plan? So John, let's say Craig, rather.
Wow. I'll answer to it.
Craig, let's say Craig owns a company. Craig, I walk into your door and I say, hi, Craig, my name is Bill Walker. I'd like to help you with corporate attorneys. Now, Craig, with corporate attorneys, we're going to handle your hiring, firing, termination, lease agreements, rental agreements, purchase agreements, and debt collection 75 hours per year. Craig, with this program, you're going to pay our attorneys on an average 40-hour work week, $1.08 per hour. Would you like to know more?
Sign me up.
Y'all realize, by the way, that's our Cadillac plan, the best plan we have. I can get that down to 36 cents per hour on a 40-hour work week. Folks, what if we throw an employee benefit? Y'all remember that compensation number I showed you earlier, $370? When Emily said, Bill, sign up my 72 employees, that was 370 times 72. It's not a bad day, right? You got to multiply the days to make it a good week. Commercial drivers. How many of you know over-the-road truck drivers? People driving commercial vehicles. How many of you know somebody who drives for Uber or drives for Lyft? Maybe carries a firearm. We have the plans for. I've only talked to you about two. Y'all see the opportunity here today? So we've talked about the company, the need in the marketplace, the product that fills the need. Folks, we've talked about the timing or the compensation. All that is left is talking about timing. With this service, folks, you can start part-time or full-time. Please understand, I started part-time on August the 27th of 1998. Folks, I had a wife and three kids. By the way, I still have a wife and three kids, right? Matter of fact, I have all of it's the same, right? For 36 years now, yeah. Folks, so I could not walk away from everything I was doing. I started part-time. 15 months later, Ryan, on January 1st of 2000 was my last day. I had to go in. It was actually January 2nd. I had to go into work to get 3 weeks paid vacation. I went into work for 1 hour on January 3rd. That was the last day I worked for anybody. By the way, back then I was making $9,000 a month as earned. If I don't do that in this week, it's been a bad week, a real bad week. If I don't get it done this week, as earned. Think about that, folks. 80% of Americans don't have a will. And yet you have the service for less than a dollar a day. Y'all understand the opportunity? Residual income. When I pass away, folks, and I'm not old enough yet for Social Security, and I don't plan on even filing for Social Security until I get to 72, because that's max, and they don't deduct for the income that, because they're going to take most of it if I draw it early because of my income. Right. Folks, when I die, if, let's say I make 72, how much of that Social Security is going to my family? None. By the way, do you realize what I make in 1 month is less than what Social Security will pay me for the entire year? And that's my wife and I's income combined. I already do that in a month yen. They're going to pay it and tell me to live on that in 12 months. It doesn't happen. Folks, Fast Start Training. This morning at 10 a.m., there was a training class, 90 minutes. There's ongoing weekly training. Every Monday night, you were on, Craig, this past week. I'll do a training, or Don Thompson, or Ryan Ellison. If we're having a slow week, we'll put Ryan on there to help. I'm kidding. He is a fantastic trainer. He's coming into Iowa in November.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear him, so it didn't matter. Yeah, y'all hear that noise in the background there? Just ignore that. It's just background noise. That's all that is. Folks, alignment with a personal mentor. And here's the biggest part, and I'm going to train on this in a few minutes. That personal mentorship. So, Craig, I would tell somebody like Craig, Craig, listen, you may not understand everything I just showed you, but I do. And you and I are now going to become business partners. I tell my clients this every time, Ryan, every associate, you may not understand everything you've seen, but I do. We're going to partner up. I'm going to get you $700 bonus. I'd like to get it to you in this next coming week, over and above all your commissions. Are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Folks, you understand? That's how I close my sales. You may not understand, but I do. We're going to get you a $700 bonus in the next week. Folks, there's a one-time startup fee of $49. That's what I paid for breakfast this morning, and most of it's gone. Y'all can figure that out later, what I'm telling you. Y'all understand that? That's less than I paid for supper last night. I could have almost paid three times in what it cost me to fill up Ryan's truck with diesel. Had he have stayed out of the gas, it would have cost half of that. But he likes that foot pedal. Something about brakes are for quitters. I don't know. Something he said like that. One time. Deanna, folks, to make over $250,000 a year. Do you realize she makes that before 10 o'clock this morning? Think about that. Every morning, 7 days a week, she's getting paid. Folks, there's a monthly subscription to Legal Shield Advantage. IT is what that is. My wife has two people in her IT department of what, barely 110 employees. They pay each of the IT people over $150,000 a year. We're asking you to pay $24.95. By the way, that's just their salary. That's not all the equipment they buy and everything else. So folks, listen, we've talked to you, but let's get you enrolled in the membership. Let's protect your family. Let's get you a producer number, sign you up as an associate, and let's get your bonus. Now this says, let's get your first bonus in 20 days. You want to get paid fast, Craig, or you want to get paid slow? Fast. All that I need from you is three people that need to make money. Three people. How many of you know somebody who needs to make more money? How many of you can think of three people who need to make more money? How many of you can think of three people who have been involved in a divorce? When does divorce end? When you kill the other person. Right? That's not a legal recommendation. Don't walk out of here saying that. Folks, how many of you know people that have children? People have children under the age of two. Because you know they haven't updated the will or their health care power of attorney. Huge opportunity. Ryan, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir.
Awesome. Give it up for Mr. Bill Walker! I would come up here and say a bunch of nice things about you, but he threw me under the bus there a couple of times, so...